Welcome to lesson number 18, which is reflections upon gross margin percent fixation. If I had a nickel for every distributor that said, hey, what's the best gross margin percent distribution business you've ever seen? Hey, what's a good gross margin percent? Hey, Bruce, I've heard you can't make money on anything less than 18% out of the warehouse. You know, it's just this big obsession with gross margin percent. So I want to look at that, unpack it a little bit, because it's a big traditional belief that's got some blind spots to it. I think that starting off, it's just logic. It's true that if we could just raise our prices 1% and sustainably keep all of our business, customer says fine, and we just keep our business, and nothing else changes. Good economic ceteris paribus, all things being equal. If nothing else changes, then that extra margin would flow pretty much, except for maybe commissions to salespeople, right to the bottom line. Because nobody has any more activity. There's no more incremental cost to serve. We're just processing exactly the same scenario of stuff. It's just there's a little bit more gross margin dollar content in what we're doing. So that's brilliant. So by saying, okay, higher margin percent is better, we then make the false leap to, therefore, anything with high margin percent is better. No. Because an account has a high margin percent doesn't mean that they have high margin dollars per transaction that exceed their cost to serve dollars. Not at all. But that's what we do. So there isn't a correlation between margin percent of a count, of an item, of a territory, of a branch, and the bottom line. There just isn't one. Now, first, I might back up and say, you know, what's a correlation? You know, it's a term where if you wanted to look at elite marathon runners, you'd say, are the most successful runners, is there a correlation? Maybe it's coincidental or it's causal. In other words, because of this, that's why they're high performers. Is there a correlation between how many strides they do per minute? Or is there a correlation between how long their stride is? Is there a correlation between how flexible their hips are? I mean, take them into a lab and strip them down or whatever, and one correlation they came out with is, as a general rule, for every vertical inch of height that one of these runners has, they have 2 pounds of body weight. So if you were, you know, 6 feet tall, 172 inches tall, you'd be about 148 pounds. Otherwise, all the variables are all over the place. These guys just find a way to win. So we're always looking for things that, gee, women who drink bottled water have higher birth weight babies. Ah, well, that's because of that correlation, we want to say it's causal. Actually, women who drink bottled water come from more educated, wealthier backgrounds, and everything about their diet and how they do things is probably better than people who can't afford bottled water. So that's a stretch to say that, you know, bottled water people sell you that stat type of thing, but it's a curious parallel kind of event, but not necessarily causing what we want to have happen. So when we look at gross margin percent and start to have a bias and think that anything that's got high margin on it is good, so that means the small pick items where they're, you know, we sell them for 50 cents, we buy them for 10 cents, and maybe that line from that supplier turns 4 or 5 times a year, so the GMROI, the gross margin per return on invested dollar, or the turn earn looks fantastic. It's not looking at another dimension, which is the value equation of gross margin dollar for the cost to serve dollar as if there's profit, because it's a disaster. Same with high margin percent house accounts. Yes, the margin's high, but when you look at the value exchange equation, it doesn't work. So because we have these biases, you know, folk on margin percent, we tend to probably overprice a lot of direct ship orders because, gee, we don't want to be too low there. Fortunately, all of our competitors do too. So we win these things and make a lot of money on them. Whereas on the high natural margin stuff, house accounts, Nobody cuts the price of the stuff. It's just there, but we tolerate it. We don't even bother inspecting. We just say, God, thank God we got that. That's pretty good. Maybe sometimes we even aggressively go after more of that business, not realizing perversely it's causing us more cost to serve dollars than margin dollars, and we're sales are going up and our profits are going south. So that's a little bit of a backdrop. Now, given that, let's talk about, well, why don't we just continue to sneak up prices? Because you did say, Bruce, at the beginning of the lesson, all things being equal, if we can just raise the prices 1% sustainably, then that flows through the bottom line and that is powerful. So why don't we do that? And by all means, there are some pros as well as some cons of doing that, which we'll look at the next lesson. Thanks.